listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
I feel like I should just talk a little smoother than normal.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Welcome. You get a knife because you got big boy food.
I do.
No, we're in. I think this is the first lounge we've been in quite a while.
I want to take my shoes off, put on a smoking jacket.
At the very least, a smoking jacket. I don't know about the shoes part, but. Because really, for me...
I feel like I need a good book.
For me, once the shoes come off, the pants also come off. Mm. And it's just not that kind of place.
No, it really isn't.
No.
It might get some looks.
No. We're back in St. Paul, actually.
Finally. Our ban was lifted.
Yes, and we'll see how tonight goes.
Well, we got to keep our pants on. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
Because that was the big sticking point.
It's just something about St. Paul makes me...
Go want to go pants?
Yeah, it's just... It's, maybe it's just it's a very comfortable city.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
But it is, you know, as we were driving around St. Paul looking for where we are, which we'll mention in a bit, I was struck by how foreign and strange everything was. Like, I could have fallen asleep and woken up where we were and thought we were in Milwaukee or something. Like, I would have no idea where we are. Just St. Paul is such this...
Or was it Ventura that said it the best? It was the streets were created by drunk Irishmen.
No, that was Minneapolis, I think it was. Mm. Was it the St. Paul?
I'm pretty sure it was St. Paul.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's more just I'm here so irregularly.
Yeah.
That I don't recognize anything.
Right. Well, that's all foreign to you.
It is. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Well, that means there's a lot of Chinamen around, so.
You shouldn't say things like that, considering where we are.
Yes. We're at Senior Wong's Restaurant, bar, and lounge in wonderful downtown St. Paul. They have allowed us back in. This is a...
I think I'm getting a buzz just from the smell of this drink.
I'm already pretty much in the can at this
point. Wow.
It is a fusion-style restaurant, much to the same ilk as one would say a Chino Latino, which we haven't done a show from. But not yet. It mixes both Asian and... Mexican, Spanish type cuisine together into a happy medium.
Yeah.
They're also known for extremely, extremely strong drinks, rivaling that of the Red Dragon, which we've done a show from.
Or perhaps Psycho Susie's.
We both are experiencing girly drinks right now.
We are. Well, it's lounge.
Much like our St. Paul ban has been lifted, our girly drink ban has been
our 1 week ban.
Right. What did you get?
Actually, before we do that, we should mention that we are sponsored by HopChart.com.
We are.
Which does not help us in the sense of the girly drinks.
They should do a girlydrinks.com. Girly drinks.
I'm sure somebody does it. Does Cosmo have a site? I'm sure that would have it.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of
nothing else. We might be onto something here.
I was trying to think of a female equivalent of Maxim, and all I could think of was Cosmo.
That's pretty. I think you're.
I'm pretty close. Redbook. Redbook's older. I think. Really? Granted, I haven't looked at a Redbook in years.
Us Weekly.
No.
This is all part of the grocery store. I'm always looking at the opposite side of the aisle where the candy bars are, so I don't really look at them.
Wishing you could have them.
Exactly. I really want that Three Musketeers.
Hey, Three Musketeers rules. Mm. Three Musketeers. Continues to be one of the very few candy bars that I can eat in the full size, like that I don't get sick of like halfway.
Really?
Yes. It's like Three Musketeers and Butterfingers. Like, I think the only ones I can do like full size.
I think I like candy bars more than you do. Then
it's possible. I'm not a big chocolate guy, so that kind of disqualifies. And I also don't like peanuts, so that also disqualifies a lot of candy bars. So, like, I can do fun size Snickers, but I can't do a whole bar.
Oh my God, I love like a good king size Snickers. My God, that's a meal.
Just top it off with a Guinness, and you don't have to eat anything.
A Mountain Dew. Yeah. They pair well. It's a good pairing.
There's an article we need to do.
Candy bar pairings.
Candy bar pairings.
Starburst and
we just submit it to thisiswhyyourefat.com.
Exactly. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking something. It's happy hour right now.
Right.
And they have quote unquote big drinks for happy hour. I did not go for that. That's the kind of guy I am. I did go with the El Chupacabra, which is it's a Hornitas Reposado tequila. And I've really become a fan of Hornitas.
Mm-hmm.
As a tequila man,
well, you like it at $30 a bottle. It's $35 a bottle.
I've actually never had it in the bottle. I've just had it out at places, so I've never actually picked.
You haven't had that rude awakening yet,
where it's just like, holy crap, that's expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I've really become a fan of it. And the Reposado is very good. This is that plus Grand Marnier and a house-made limeade. So it's essentially a margarita.
Okay. How is it?
It's good. It's I don't get the strength of it as much as you seem to be.
Well, that's probably the problem.
Well, that could be. It's not a very strong lime flavor.
Okay.
It's much more. I mean, they're certainly not hiding the alcohol at all.
Okay.
And I guess for some reason I was expecting, especially with a house-made limeade, there'd be a little more tartness to the lime part of it.
Do you have any bits of lime in it?
Not that I've noticed. Maybe. I haven't really mixed it yet. But I would like to comment on the futility of giving you a drink with straws and still salting the rim. It's like, why?
I think technically,
you're giving me mixed messages here. It's what you want me to do.
Technically, these are just stir sticks.
Well, it doesn't matter. Suck liquid through them. They're straws. I don't care if it's a stir stick or a Twizzler. You put it in my drink, and I can drink it through it. It's a straw.
You done?
And I recommend drinking cocktails through a Twizzler. I'm just saying that right now.
Anywho, I'm having the Bangkok Lemonade, which is absolute citron vodka, raspberry schnapps, 7-Up, and lemon sour. It's very good.
You want to sip that?
Yeah.
Can I have a spear?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Thumbs up. Ooh. Mm. I think I like yours better than I like mine.
I like mine better than yours, but yours is very interesting.
Yeah, I like it. I like the little 7-Up fizz at the back.
There's a little bit. It's the fizz and almost like a dark cherry kind of taste to it.
And this seems very drinkable. You know, very. I know how you hate that word.
I do hate that word.
But it's
chuggable.
Chuggable, exactly. Like about 5 or 6 of these, and
well, the pants decree will be back in effect, and we won't be allowed back for another year.
Right. But they've got an extensive signature cocktail list.
Yep.
They're one that I, as we're kind of researching this morning on where we're going to go tonight, one of the things that just kept coming up was the Donkey Punch, which is kind of their signature drink, which I'm not going to describe what a Donkey Punch is. You can Urban Dictionary that yourself and be slightly offended or intrigued.
I would never try it in a million years. No. I just don't believe it would work.
I don't think it would work either. Anyway.
But, anyway, yeah, that's a discussion for another time.
But that has three different types of rum. Oh, four different types of rum, excuse me.
Okay, well, explain the rums here.
You have a Bacardi Silver, Bacardi Gold, Meyer's Rum, and Bacardi 151. And then probably just a splash of grenadine and juice mix at the very end, just to top it off.
That will fuck you up. And that is on the Happy Hour menu.
Yeah. But at $11, it's an investment. It's an investment drink.
Well, most of their drinks, I mean, I think mine's 11, too.
Yeah, yours is. Mine's only 8, though, and mine's on the happy hour list, so it's
only
6.
Yes, as is the Donkey Punch.
Right.
So, so it's not as much of an investment if you go during happy hour.
Well, some interesting things on the cocktail menu. They have a Kami Kool-Aid, which we debated on. The Kami Kool-Aid is Bacardi Razz, Stoli Raspberry, Raspberry Schnapps, and Cranberry Juice.
I think it's just too raspberry for me, but...
You have a Brooke Shields.
Does it make your eyelashes grow longer?
No, but it's... I'm going to go with the Blue Lagoon theme.
Oh, I think that's what it is.
Blue Curacao, Stoli Vodka, Mango Juice, Pineapple Juice.
I bet you that'd be good. Oh, yeah. That's very close to like a Mai Tai almost.
I bet it tastes a lot like a Mai Tai.
Yeah.
I bet it tastes a lot like that. Some interesting martinis on here. The number 7 lunch combo. It's black cherry black cherry martini. Which actually probably
pretty isn't that a Cosmo?
No, that's
what's the difference? What am I missing?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
Think quickly. We have people listening right now screaming at their iPods.
I can't. They do have a Capricorn on.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
I didn't even see that.
Yes.
If my pants are still on when I finish this drink, I may have that.
$11, you might have to take out another mortgage.
Leave my wallet in my other pants.
But it's an interesting cocktail menu, again, rivaling such favorites as Red Dragon and Psycho Susie's.
Yes.
The menu is interesting as well. We're eating off of the bar menu tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And our food should be out eventually.
One would think.
But they do have a full menu that is quite extensive, actually. But it's a quiet Monday, so it looks like they only have one person working. So we decided to do the bar menu. And here it comes.
Excellent.
It's going to be good.
Who had the sandwich?
I did.
Okay.
Holy crap.
This is a mountain.
It is.
I'll be right back with this.
Okay.
Am I coming with fries?
I don't know.
Holy crap.
I thought you had a rubber band around your sandwich there for a second there. It looks like I probably could use it.
Mm-hmm.
That is a gigantic sandwich. Do you want to explain?
I don't know what's in it.
Oh. Here, how about I hand you a menu with which you may go into it.
I got the torta abrocana ahogada. Torta agua.
No, I think you need to try that again.
You try it, then.
Ahogada. Yeah, you're right. Torta ahogada.
Which is pork carnitas, which is extremely good. Tomato arbol chili sauce, which is swimming in it. Black beans, chihuahua cheese, white onions, and it's on the French baguette. Looks very interesting.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
All right. So I actually went the taco route with mine. I've got two of them in front of me right now. The third one is coming. I'm going to say, this, I've got the tostada tinga de pollo. It's a spicy stewed shredded chicken along with Oaxaca cheese. I think it's this.
Yeah.
Which is, how would you describe a Oaxaca cheese? It's almost
mild.
It's very mild.
Mm-hmm. Mild, creamy.
Mm-hmm. Very mozzarella-ish.
Yes.
I would say it's probably pretty close. Lettuce, radish, avocado, and crema.
Did my come with French fries?
You know, I don't think those actually typically do come with fries. Maybe double check on the menu.
Yeah, I thought they came with.
Oh, you know what? They should be on the side.
Okay.
So I'll be back.
Thank you.
We just hadn't come up just yet.
All right.
Okay, so we got the tinga. This is probably this is the barbacoa. So it's a roasted lamb.
Beef.
No, it says roasted lamb on it.
Really?
Yes.
Holy crap.
So, FU. Along with a smoked poblano salsa, crema, and cilantro. So it's very South American.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got over here, I'm pointing because no one can see it. This is the carnitas, which is the slow roasted pork. It's got the guac on there. Got the pickled red onions, which look awesome. And again, the Oaxaca cheese. I'm excited because I don't know where to start, to be honest.
I would start with the... With the lamb. Simply because it goes by the rule of...
Cute things are delicious.
How did everything come out for you guys?
Good. We're just waiting on the fries.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'll go double check on those.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Doing a little lime juice on the old taco.
So that's surprising.
Oh, that's interesting.
Typically, you'll see that.
But that's the only one they did it for.
On when it's stewed meat like that. you'll see.
We should explain. We got a second, or I got a second tortilla with the carnitas. So
Mine's very good. the chili de arroz. That's actually why you have a second tortilla. We had a blowout here. Mine's very good. I like the bread, the French baguette, that's on the French baguette, for the simple fact that it's a kind of a messy sandwich, but that kind of keeps it all together. The chili de arrabal sauce is a little spicy for the rest of the sandwich, the rest of the things in the sandwich. So my lips are a little bit warm right now, but because the bread is a bit dense and a bit dry, it actually breaks up the sandwich really, really nicely.
And it looks like it's also soaking up that tomato sauce pretty well.
How was your first taco?
We started with the barbacoa. And, you know, we're dealing with stuff like crema. It's got a smoked poblano salsa, so it's a little more mild. And I hate to say it, but it's almost a little too bland for me.
What if we put a little bit of that salsa on there?
Maybe a little bit of the salsa? Give that a shot here. A little better. I don't know. I think it's just kind of missing something. I don't know what it is.
Onion, maybe?
Maybe, just something different.
Some white onion to kind of give it some crunch.
Yeah, it's very, very samey texture wise. There's not much
same
else going on. Yeah. But I mean, it's fine. It's not bad. It's just
It's lacking something, but we're not sure what. Now that had the had like a chimichurri sauce on it, didn't it?
No, it was just it was just the smoked poblano salsa, the crema, and the cilantro.
Is the salsa any good?
I can't even taste it.
Really?
Yeah. And maybe that's what it is, and they just put it on the wrong plate.
That's what it's thought of.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard shell underneath it.
Okay. Huh. Anyway. You went to the dentist, apparently.
I did.
And you wanted to talk about this?
I did. I had a...
Because dentist stories are always so interesting.
Well, I like to pride myself on being able to go 30 years of my life with never having a cavity. I had braces. Did that for a good long time. But never had a cavity. Never had a root canal. Never had any sort of major dental work other than the orthodontia. Earlier this year,
isn't orthodontia, isn't that like an early form of Tyrannosaurus?
Yes, it was.
But, it's been a while since I've watched Jurassic Park, but I think...
That's okay. That was actually Jeff Goldblum's character. He was an orthodontia.
He was an orthodontia?
Yeah.
You know, mine wasn't terribly funny, but you actually made it worse. So thanks for that.
Well, it was already heading towards the ground. I just
it wasn't great.
I just kind of hit the accelerator.
It was hardly my best work.
Yes. You should be ashamed of yourself.
All right.
That being said, I had my first filling in 30 years, about a month and a half ago. I had it filled, and about 2 weeks ago, I started getting this extreme sensitivity to hot and cold drinks, hot and cold food. Coffee was really hard to drink. Pop was almost unbearable because between the carbonation and the coldness of the drink was really, really a painful thing to try to tackle. So I'm like, well, what the hell's going on? And finally, last week, I believe it was last Thursday, it became unbearable. And I decided, well, I better make an appointment because something's seriously wrong here because I can't even eat something that's both soft and cold at the same time. Come to find out, I've cracked a hole in my filling.
Nice.
Which is impressive, but I also got the ceramic filling, which is the white filling, as opposed to doing like a silver or a gold filling.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're not as durable, or at least I found out that they're not as durable. So, of course, the dentist is very apologetic, very nervous, but also very nervous that I've been in pain, and it's, you know, mostly his fault because he kind of shortcutted on the filling. Because I honestly could not feel the filling the first time they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel it now. Mm-hmm. I actually feel where they did the filling. And he kind of brushed me off and let the hygienist do quite a bit of the work, which okay. I'm always a little skeptical about as well. I don't want somebody that's, you've been to college for 8 years, this person's only been there for two. But that being said, they wanted to get me in and out there fairly quickly because they kind of squeezed me in last minute to get me taken care of. 5 shots of Novocaine later, I look like good old JR from if you watch WWE Raw, who has been suffering from Bell's palsy for the good part of 20 years or so. My entire half of my face is numb. I've now had 9 shots of Novocaine over a month and a half period. So that's fun.
Yeah.
But this is my first day where I feel 100% as far as being able to chew and swallow and whatnot. Because I was still very tender and because I was so numb, I was numb for 6 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
And had bit my lip and bit my tongue so many times. Had a welt on my tongue, you know, the size of a nickel.
That's appetizing.
Yeah, it was very appetizing.
Well, sorry,
oh, that's right. Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. At least.
Thank you.
You call in your drink now, too?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Now, that is not a fry.
Very good.
Well, I think I will, because I've already blown through 2/3 of my tacos.
Mm. My sandwich is supposed to come with fries. Or ribbon fries.
Mm-hmm.
This is ribbon fries that just came. They're potato chips.
Yeah, they're like really, really lazy potato chips because it looks like they just took a paring knife and went through the potato.
Or an apple core.
Or an apple core.
Or peeler.
Or something like that. There used to be a... Back when Ginsu knives were sold on TV, you remember them?
Mm-hmm.
They had a thing you could get with it that you basically stuck. You like jammed it into a potato, like a core.
Right.
And it was basically a blade. It was like, so you had the post like kind of that you jammed into it, and then there was a blade that ran perpendicular to it.
Yep.
And it was all on a spring basically, and you just kind of twirled it around it, and it did essentially what you did there.
A spiral potato.
Yeah. Mm. These are actually pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
They're just barely fried.
But also and just lightly salted too.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean? They're not overdone. They're extremely thin, so they take to the heat really quickly.
Mm-hmm. They're really, I could see where I could get into a craving of these.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I really want to have these again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, that was a good call on your part.
Worth asking for.
Yeah. I finished the tostada.
Mm-hmm.
Much better, I would say, than the barbacoa, just in terms of the variety of flavors and the heat. There was heat, and it is listed on the menu as spicy.
Okay.
And I think the spice level is just about perfect. There's some lingering, but I don't, you know, hate myself and hate the Lord and, you know,
be cursing everything out.
Yeah.
Later.
Yep. Exactly. But the radish was great. I didn't think I'd like that. You know, that much. I'm not a big radish guy. But I think that was great because it was nice and crisp and fresh, so it added a little different. It was on that tostada, so it was more like eating a really heaped-on cracker than like a taco.
Yeah. You did kind of make a mess.
I did. Well, you know, tacos are not genteel food.
No, but that was a tostada.
Well, whatever. 6 of this. I was
actually... All right.
Oh, really?
Either way, not genteel. That's my only point. But yeah, I think that was much better actually. Yeah. And again, avocado. I've rapidly become a big fan of avocado and stuff. especially on things like sandwiches and mm-hmm. burgers and things like that. That's so far my favorite. I still have my carnitas here, yep. and I've been kind of picking at the pickled onions. Mm-hmm. I love pickled onions.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. These are very well pickled, and this has got the guac, which again, going back to my avocado thing, awesome. Really looking forward to it.
Well, good. I have to add that my sandwich is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, really substantial. One of the other things that I really like in here is it's got black beans, mm-hmm. which I'm a fan of just in general. But it adds this nice little creaminess layer to it. I mean, the cheese is good, and it's nice. It's got a good flavor, but it's not... It's a heartier cheese. I'm not even sure what's on there. You've got the menu in front of you.
It's a chihuahua cheese. Okay. Fresh-squeezed chihuahua.
Okay. It's a little bit heartier than I thought was going to be on here. So because the little black beans...
What do you mean by heartier?
It doesn't melt as well as I thought it was going to.
Okay.
It melts kind of like a provolone.
Okay.
So it still kind of retains the shape. Mm-hmm. Never really separates and kind of embeds itself into the food.
Yep.
But then you have the black beans in here, which gives it just this nice little texture change. And I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, all the bite, all the lemon bite that I was expecting in my drink,
yeah.
they put it into the guacamole.
Really?
Yeah.
Too much?
No. Oh. No, see, I love tangy things. Mm-hmm. Like, I have been known, you know, the real lemon
mm-hmm.
that you get in the bottle, or if you're really fancy, just the plastic lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just take a shot of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's good shit.
And that's a little weird.
Yeah, well, I'm a little weird. What can I say? But I love really, really tart stuff. Like, I love...
Well, growing up, you always liked the really tart candy.
Yeah, and it's the same thing.
Remember that.
I mean, I think it's just part of a larger deadening of the taste buds,
mm-hmm.
just with how much candy I had.
Well, first the soul's got to die, then the taste buds.
Then the taste buds.
It goes in that order.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty much. And then I think next is the waistline, which I'm well on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and then the heart explodes.
Well, yeah.
It's a logical progression of things.
It is. And apropos of nothing, actually, the commercial on the TV made me think of it. As we mentioned last week, fall has come with a thunder.
A vicious thunder.
Yes, all of a sudden. It is. It's actually not bad right now. It's in the 70s right now. So it's
just
not too
barely.
Bad. It's pretty much been, you know, lower 60s all weekend, and it's been very chilly and
Fat man weather.
It is. And one thing we've been doing, and part of it was predicated on we had a bunch of people over on Friday, so we wanted to make a big amount of food.
Right.
So we've been doing. I've become quite the slow cooker. Cook, I guess, or slow cooker fiend. We did on Friday for everyone. We had a bunch of people coming over, like I said. I did essentially a barbecue, like a sweet barbecue shredded chicken.
Okay.
In the slow cooker. Which was fantastic.
Really?
It was awesome. It was. And what was amazing about it is how easy it was. Because, you know, I've done shredded chicken and I've done pulled pork and things like that. And it's so damn time consuming because you gotta sit there and you gotta pull the pork as opposed to what you do on a regular business.
Thanks.
Hey, we were commenting on your forearm strength earlier.
That's true.
So, you know.
Struggling to pull.
Yeah, but it's just tedious, you know. And as good as the final product is,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just there's a part of me that's just like, this just isn't worth it.
Even though it's really good.
Like I said, it's fantastic. This was awesome because you just do a rough chop.
Okay.
Of the in this case it was chicken, like I said. Just do a rough chop. We did about 2 pounds of chicken, two and a half pounds of chicken. just a rough chop, and then let it cook for about 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And then all you do is stir it, and it shreds itself.
Let's fall apart tender.
It's like it's meeting its destiny. And it just kind of blah. It's very I don't want to say gracious, because that's not the right word, but it's very accepting of the stirring as it just kind of falls apart.
It gives away.
Or gives way. That's right. But that was awesome. And then we did last night. Because, you know, I can see us doing more slow cooker stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple reasons. One, Heather's back in school. You know, I'm very busy, obviously, with work and all the fancy pants stuff and all the stuff we're going to be doing. So it's nice to just kind of make a meal and just throw it in the slow cooker and let it cook for like 6-7 hours. So we did pork chops last night in the slow cooker.
Okay.
And these were a tangy pork chop. And it was in a tomato sauce mixed with Worcestershire, like 2 pounds of onions. It was so much onions, I checked the recipe again.
Okay.
To make sure I didn't put too much in. You know. And brown sugar. I mean, it was kind of a barbecue-ish, but it was much more on the sweeter side, because there's lemon juice and things like that. And that was fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was pork. We were doing pork chops, and it was the texture of salmon.
It's a little weird because I do the same thing actually in the oven,
mm-hmm,
with the pork chop, with tomato, brown sugar, lemon and onion.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally that exact same recipe, and that combination of all the other accoutrement,
mm-hmm,
in there makes like an amazing sauce somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, I don't know how it happens, but all those flavors really.
It has this like, ours had like cider vinegar.
Yep.
And
it's a little weird. Because you basically just named off a recipe I literally grew up on.
No, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It is awesome. And we've been using this this recipe book called, it's like the Fix It and Forget It book.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Crock-Pot book.
Yep.
It's like 17,000 recipes.
I own a copy.
And it was all these people submitting stuff, you know, from all of them. It was mostly Midwest because we're Crock-Pot people.
Yeah.
But what's hilarious is you'll get ones like what I made, the tangy pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
Not difficult, but there's a little bit involved with it. You know. Also, you cook it for 5 hours, then you gotta mix up some cornstarch and water, you throw that in for about a half hour.
Kind of make a gravy almost?
Yeah, almost. It turns it into like a tomato gravy kind of thing. It's kind of cool. You know, and then, you know, and they get even more fancy. I mean, they've got like fucking really complicated soups that they do in there.
Chilies and
things like that. And then there's my favorite recipe in that entire book. We'll put a link to it in the show notes, just the book itself. It's a great book. It's Perfection Hot Dogs.
I'm sorry, what?
Perfection Hot Dogs. That's literally what it's called.
As opposed to imperfect.
As opposed to imperfect hot dogs. It's Perfection Hot Dogs. Serves 12.
Okay.
Ingredients: 12 hot dogs, or Polish sausage, or bratwurst.
Have you made this before?
No.
Okay.
The recipe, in quotes, is put hot dogs in cooker.
Okay.
Cook for 2 hours. Serve. Like, you got published in a nationally made. You know, I think we've talked about this. We might have talked about this. I know we've talked about it, but every year at work we have the big chili cook-off.
Both of us do.
We both do. I don't participate in it because I don't like chili.
But I think you should, just for the sake of...
Just to piss off Tim.
Well, no, not only that, but I think you're becoming an accomplished cook. I think you should be able to come up with something.
Okay, let me clarify. I like chili. I don't like red beans.
Well, then you gotta do something else.
I know. Like, if it's more
You can make this happen.
Hmm?
You can make this happen.
I'm sure. See, the problem is chili without red beans eventually just becomes like a bolognese sauce. You know, I mean, it just becomes...
But you can do like a cannellini bean or something like that.
I don't like beans. That's the thing.
Oh, I'll say it.
I'm not...
Not even black beans?
No, I hate black beans.
Lima? Lento? Soy?
Just do the whole thing. Pinto? Just do the whole song. That's fine.
Maybe? Northern? Garbanzo? The guy, I can't remember any more of the song. Sorry. Okay, continue. Sorry. You knew it was going to digress to that.
I knew it was. No, I'm just, I'm not, the only bean I like is like a green bean. But any sort of like starchy bean like that, I just don't like. I've just never been a fan of it.
Okay.
And without that, it's just a meat sauce. You know, it's like, you know, which isn't bad, but it's like, that's not soup.
Oh,
or a stew.
It'd be like a Texas red. I mean, a traditional Texas chili, Texas red chili, has no beans in it.
Okay.
I know there's recipes in that book that have that.
I'm sure there is.
We can make this happen.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a trained palate. You can make that.
I'm sure I can figure something out. It's just... It's
also a laziness thing, too.
No. Trust me. If you're too lazy to do a slow cooker, just kill yourself.
That's true. Well, like, I'm hoping you will eventually.
Oh, who would do the show? Hmm. No one would do the show with you. You have no other friends.
Wow. You're so right.
Yeah. But it was just... we were talking about the chili cooker.
Mm.
We have a guy that I work with. His name is Tim. Chili cook-off, I don't know if he has kids.
Okay.
But I would be willing to bet that he actually loves the chili cook-off more than his kids, should he have them. This is his thing. This is his World Series. This is his Super Bowl.
And for those of you who don't work in an office, there's that type of guy in every office.
Yes.
No question.
Or any workplace. There's
any workplace.
Especially.
Takes cooking competitions like that way too seriously.
Yes. I mean, this is the guy that like grows his own vegetables and is working on the recipe. You know, has his own spice rubs and you know, spice mixtures. And
yeah.
He's working on stuff all year long. And every year, he gets skunked by someone. And the one year, I think this was 2 years ago, he got beat by this guy. His name is Ed. I know neither of them listen, so it's not like talking out of school here. A guy that no one really liked anyway, which just added, you know, nice little salt on the wound. Ed brought... Okay, so Tim brings this gorgeous, you know, kind of... If you can call chili artisanal, like, that's what this is. There's clearly love in this thing, okay? And he's going on and on.
He's serving the bowls to you. You got to make sure that the sour cream just... It just hangs on the top of that.
Yeah.
Sprig of cilantro on the top.
I mean, there's a ritual to it. Like, this is important.
Right.
Lost to a guy whose submission was, and I kid you not, because you have to, you supply the recipe on the front of the crock there. I kid you not, the recipe was Hormel chili with hot dogs cut into it. I thought we would have to pull him off a ledge when he lost to that. Because it's voting.
Was there money involved?
I don't think there's any money involved.
Okay.
It's just prestige.
Okay.
But you know, I really thought we'd have to pull him off a ledge, and us as his friends
voted against him.
No, I don't think we were voting members of the floor. I think we just went down to like freeload the chili.
Oh, okay.
But either way, I didn't have any, so I didn't vote. So anyway, as his friends. You know, we think of his feelings, and we realize that this is a big deal for him, so we bring it up as much as we possibly can. Just any time we talk to him,
or any time that he like brings up something, you know, tries to make a point.
Yeah.
Well, had you won the chili competition?
Exactly. So maybe we should ask Ed. You know,
but his opinions don't matter since he lost the chili competition.
Yeah, exactly. So. I look forward to this every year. It is
the season.
It's like the Buffalo Bills going to the Super Bowl. You know they're not gonna win.
Right. That's gonna end horribly as well.
It is. Speaking of seasons, by the way, We saw a sign as we were driving to Lower Chicago.
Okay.
Today, as we were driving to St. Paul via Lower Chicago, right. So it seemed to be taking a very circuitous route.
We're actually recording this at 11 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
We actually hit the second happy hour.
The happier hour.
Yeah, the really happy hour.
Really happy hour. We saw a sign that really got your juices flowing.
Thank you.
Excellent. Did you want another cocktail?
I think I'm good.
I'm actually still kind of hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
The wonton butters are supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm a wuss. Actually, you know what? Screw it. Let's try it. Let's try the wonton poppers. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for you, or are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Yeah. I can have at least one.
That's fine. I figured we'd split them, okay. Especially if they're as hot as I think they are. So.
I don't think they're gonna be that hot.
Well, they're habaneros.
Jalapenos.
Yeah. Anyway.
It just got funky up.
It just got really funky up in here. I feel like I need to be putting in some soul glow right now. Right, working
soul
in.
Glow.
Wow. What were we talking about? Oh no, we saw a sign that got that got you excited.
Okay.
Because it's another season. In addition to being chili season,
apple season,
it is now booyah season.
Well, it is booyah season.
Now, yes. Explain to the people again, because we've talked about this on the show last year.
You got to vamp a little bit, because I need to get the direct definition here of what booyah is. I kind of gave you the rough...
The rough guide.
Yeah,
the rough guide to booyah.
The clip notes to booyah.
Now, we talked about this on the show many moons ago.
Yes,
probably
last
about,
year.
Was it last year or was it two years ago?
It was last year, because I said we need to hit up a booyah. It was last fall.
Yes.
And we actually need to make a conscious effort to do this.
I think we need to do that this year.
This is a definite... there we go. It is a definite, Midwestern fall type deal.
And yet, I had never heard of it till
neither
last year.
Yeah, neither had I. I literally was driving home. I take a very.
It's a church thing for one thing.
Oh no, it's like a Knights of Columbus type, American Legion type thing.
Okay. Which to me is a church thing.
It's Eastern European is the the real big thing. And it's very, as I'm looking up the Wikipedia entry for this, it's very Midwestern. Booyahs are typically meant to serve hundreds or even thousands of people.
Thousands of people?
Well, they cook it over, it's a booyah weekend. So it's got to feed people from Friday to Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But in the cooking of booyah, one base is derived from meat bones or vegetables, beef, chicken, pork, or vegetable base. Can you imagine a pork? Think about
vegetable
that.
Bones.
Wow. They add carrots, rutabaga, celery, potatoes, and a wide variety of seasonings. Oftentimes, booyah kettles can reach more than 50 gallons of stew. Now, think about that for a second. I don't think I could pound down maybe more than a quart, maybe a quart of... I can do a quart of soup. I know I can do that.
Yeah.
I've done it before. There's an Eddington's by work, which is an all-you-can-eat soup shop.
Yes.
And I've gotten it to go, and I can eat a quart, no problem. However, 50 gallons, that's insane. That's an enormous kettle.
So it sounds like it's kind of like a jambalaya.
Yep.
Where it's just they're adding stuff to this giant pot, and it's just slowly cooking over how many hours here are we talking?
Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Days, we're talking. They actually set the booyah record in Highland Park. There's a Highland Festival in December.
In St. Paul.
In December. They set the record in 2003, where they yielded 350 gallons of booyah.
350 gallons of stew.
Yeah, but they can't cook them in there anymore because it violates fire regulations because the kettles were so big.
Wow.
Yeah.
But,
it's apparently a derivative, I can't pronounce the word.
Derivative?
A derivative, thank you, of a French bouillabaisse.
Makes sense.
Amazing. I can't say derivative, but I can't say bouillabaisse.
Yeah. There's less R's.
It is.
R's are hard.
R's are hard.
Just ask Tom Brokaw.
It's true. Associated with northeastern Wisconsin, central Minnesota, church picnics and county fairs, and American Legions and Knights of Columbus.
Columbus-y.
Oh my god.
So it's basically a Minnesota jambalaya.
The Highland Park Festival in December has a shed with 5 kettles now that will still serve 350 gallons of beer.
Well, I think that's what we have to do.
I agree.
In December.
We have to find out about this festival and find these organizers and discover the booyah.
Yes, we do.
It's also, there's 2 different spellings for booyah.
Oh, there is. So the one on the sign that we had,
yeah.
It was booyah in the, I guess you could say in the Ali G sense. It was the B-O-O-Y-A.
But in here, it's actually B-O-O-Y-A-H. But there's also the less used B-O-O-J-A.
That's Booja.
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 Yeah. Sounds like a karate move.
I was going to say, we're rapidly becoming more Klingon as we get here.
Right. Oh my gosh. But yeah.
All right. Well, that is our goal for December, I think.
Or just in fall. We have to have this done by Christmas, let's say.
Well, I know. I think the goal. Why half-ass it?
You're saying we need to do more than a booyah?
No, what I'm saying is if you're going to do a booyah, let's go to the biggest one.
Okay.
You know, this, and I'm assuming this Highland Park one is probably the biggest around here.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that. I might need to do some additional Googling.
If you know anything about booyahs,
we're interested.
Yes, find us out, or find out, and let us know. We've got some time. Because right now the default is going to be the Highland in December.
Right.
But if there's something bigger or better,
or
let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know, because we will show up.
Thank you. And partake in the booyah.
Yes, and we will promote it, and we will give you all of the advantages that being on the Well-Fed Guide to Life will get you.
Yeah.
Minus the coasters.
Right.
I don't think we'll give coasters. Nice. Yes, we might give
you
coasters.
You never know where you need to put down your booyah bowl.
I say if you put down your booyah bowl, you failed. Or someone has failed. Booyah makers.
I wonder, is it served in a bowl? Is it a cup type thing? Do you drink it?
I gotta imagine it's just so thick you can't drink it.
Think so? It's cooked for so long. I'm thinking that...
I don't know. I'm not as interested in if it's basically pureed.
I don't know. I've had some good pureed soups before.
Yeah, but I don't want big quantities of puree. Puree, and maybe it's just the fact that it's a French word.
Yeah.
I want a little more fanciness, a little more kind of expensiveness, I guess, for lack of a better word.
You want your soup chunky.
If it's going to be a chunky, hearty stew, then that's one thing. If it's a puree, that's a different class.
It brings it to a different level.
It does. Not a higher level, just a different one.
Yeah. Kind of just sidesteps over just kind of off the side.
Kind of. What was I going to say? There's something else I was going to talk about, and I don't remember it. I did go to I went to a wedding this last weekend.
Okay.
And it is now the second wedding I've been to. And actually, how few weddings I end up going to, the second consecutive wedding I've gone to, that was catered by a fast food place.
By a fast food place or a fast food? Like, we're talking like McDonald's fast food, or are you talking about...
This particular one was catered by Famous Dave's.
So, a chain.
A chain, okay. Yeah, that's probably closer. If you remember last year, my mom's wedding, catered by KFC, actually, which turned out to be much better than I thought it would be.
Right.
And this was similar.
It's because of the mac and cheese.
They did not have the mac and cheese.
At your mom's wedding, they didn't have mac and cheese?
They didn't have it at either one.
That's a crime against humanity.
Because, I'm not a big barbecue guy just because you know, A, we've talked about the ribs thing.
It's bones.
And I'm not big into spice. So there's, you know, a place like Dave's, I mean, there's plenty of great stuff there. Like, I love their pulled pork sandwiches and things like that.
Right.
But I...
Well, it's because they've already done the work for you.
I will make a stop. And I have done so specifically for the famous Dave's mac and cheese. Because that is amazing. And when I found out that Famous Dave's was doing this wedding,
yeah,
I specifically looked for it, and it was not there.
That's the truth.
And Jesus wept.
Exactly.
I was very disappointed. It was overall fine.
He actually crawled down from the cross and smacked the Famous Dave across the face.
Yes, it was overall fine. It was some work friends of Heather's getting married, so I didn't know anyone.
That's typically the best way, because you can at least make a fool of yourself.
Well, I knew Heather, so that kind of limited my making fool of myself ability.
Meh.
But I got to meet a bunch of the work people, which was nice. I get to put faces to names, finally. Faces to horrible stories. And if you want to know which stories were told about you, if you're any of Heather's coworkers, just email me. And I will rat her out. For fun and profit.
Mostly profit.
Mostly profit.
It will probably make you cry.
And this has nothing to do with food, but I'm looking over your shoulder. It's the nightly news is on. They're showing footage of the Cubs player that took a chunk of bat to the chest.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that video.
Yeah, that hurts. When I first read it, I thought it was a Vikings player for some reason. I don't know why. Why was there a bat at a Vikings game? I was very confused.
It was a shitty game. I don't know what happens.
But it was no good.
I'm not going to watch it.
No, it's done. It's already passed.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know,
there's
a Cubs game this weekend, which a runner was on third base and another Cubs player was up the bat. The person swung the bat cracked, and as the person was on third coming home, actually got hit with the bat in the chest.
A shard
of the bat in the chest. It was stabbed. Punctured, we'll call it.
People were saying impaled. Yeah. Like, that's a little pushing it a little bit.
And when I think
something... Because it's not like it's stuck in it.
Exactly. That's the other thing I'm thinking. Is when you say the word impaled, that means it like went through and still in there, you know. So we're having the wonton poppers. What's in those?
Wonton and poppers.
You all right?
It's a cream cheese and jalapeno filling.
Oh my god.
And with a spicy apricot sauce. There's just no relief.
It's got some stank on it.
Oh boy.
That's serious.
That's...
I mean, it's good. It's got good flavor. Yeah, easy there, Tiger. It's got the molten cream cheese inside of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's very fresh.
Yeah.
Spicy is the spicy apricot.
It's actually quite sweet. So it breaks it up nicely. And actually cools it down, because the jalapeno in there is quite potent. But the sweetness in the side of the sauce definitely kind of tones it down. Even though there's hot peppers in the sauce. Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a good flavor, though.
Mm-hmm. But it is potent.
That amount of cheese and pepper typically is some sort of violent. So there's gonna be violence in the bathroom later.
Probably.
Unyielding.
So on that pleasant note, we should wrap up here.
Okay.
I'm curious what you thought. Now you've not been here before.
I've never been here before. I've heard about it.
Okay.
And did the fair amount of reading on it. And actually was supposed to come here like almost a year ago. And plans got changed and ended up going someplace else.
Well, you know it's good spice. My nose is running right now.
Holy crap.
Oh, boy.
It's good.
I mean... You keep telling yourself that. Oh boy. I mean, I'm still eating it. I'm not, you know, it's not inedible, but it'll wake your ass up.
My tartar was good. Love the bread. Love a good French baguette. It was a good, soft, dense, crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside French baguette. So it was definitely fresh there. The carnitas, which I think you'll probably agree with me, were very good. Because I think you had a carnitas taco as well.
Uh-huh.
That was good. I like the black beans in there. I wanted different cheese on there.
Okay.
Just something that
just a little stronger or a little milder or what?
More taste. More of it. Just need more. And I didn't want the whole thing swimming in the chili arable. What's my sauce?
Arable
sauce. It was kind of a tomato sauce that was just kind of swimming in it.
Yeah, there was a lot of sauce to that.
It was too much sauce. And that kind of almost didn't make it unappetizing, but I kind of had to scrape everything off.
It made it a lot messier than I think that sandwich should have been.
Exactly. It should have come with a side of it. You know, just a side of it for me to dip it in. But I tell you what, it paired well with the sandwich. It's just too much of it. And I actually enjoyed the ribbon fries quite a bit.
They were very tasty.
I would absolutely have those again. I'm pointing to the side of the table where they were sitting.
Did you whip through that whole pile?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they're thin.
Yeah.
And they made the appearance that they were very large, but, you know, when you break it down, it was such a thin-cut spiral that...
I suppose. My tacos, I think I lucked out in the order in which I ate them.
Okay.
Because they just got better as I went. Started with the barbacoa, which is the roasted lamb. Talked about that. It was just, there wasn't a whole lot going on there.
Okay.
You know, I would have wanted something more, an onion... Like a good raw red onion would have been excellent with that, just to give it a little bit different. But it was fine, I guess.
Would a radish have helped as well, like the last one?
Maybe. I mean, not only was it pretty samey texture-wise, but it was also samey taste-wise. So I think the onion would have given it just a little bit more tang or spice or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So, I mean, it was fine. The tostada tinga, which was the spicy chicken, I thought that was very good. Again, with the avocado and the radish, nice mixture of textures, enough spice to kind of, you know, it called attention to it, but it wasn't like
frontal.
It's not like this is hot now.
Right.
Like, it was fine. And then ending with that carnitas, which is the slow roasted pork, which I love. Like anywhere I can get it, I'll normally get it. But this also had an extremely good guacamole, a very, very good kind of pile of pickled red onions, which I've talked about, my obsession with pickled onions.
Or pickled onions.
Yep. And then the Oaxaca cheese, which was a nice, it was a good binder. There wasn't much going on, because it's like a mozzarella or something where there's not a whole lot of taste there.
Yeah.
But that, I think my favorite was the carnitas of the three. Because it was just that guac was so good. You know, that good, strong tang to it. That
you've really become a guac fan.
I have. And I blame this show.
There are worse things for you to do.
That is true.
When we went to Bar Abilene, did we have the house-made guacamole? I think we actually skipped that. Which now seems like a crime against humanity.
I don't remember.
To go back and review that show.
We might have to, yeah. Drinks? Very good.
Yeah.
A little pricey,
but it was one of
those... Get him on the happy hour.
Get him on the happy hour, but also... You probably don't want to have more than one. It's one of those drinks where you can't taste the alcohol in it, which typically means there's a lot of it in it.
It's either none or a lot.
Yeah, there's no middle ground. Go for it.
Now that my mouth is dead.
I love these.
These poppers are very good.
These were ridiculously good. I would come back for the we kind of were still hungry. They have wonton poppers on their happy hour special. Those were $4
mm-hmm.
for that portion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a
it was about 8 wontons.
It was a cream cheese wonton that had a jalapeno in it. But it came with this really good apricot dipping sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Apricot chili dipping sauce. That is fantastic. Like, I would put that on. Imagine that on some pork.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Maybe they put the jalapeno cheese and pork in there, and then put that on the... Oh, my God. I'm getting all excited now.
I can tell from here.
Yeah, so that I actually like the wontons better than I like my sandwich. And that's interesting because I really do like my sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a tie for me between these, the poppers and the carnitas.
Okay.
Mm.
Yes,
please.
Did you manage to survive the poppers?
After the first one, my mouth went dead, so we're good.
Good volley.
Yeah.
Well, did you get enough to eat then?
Oh, yes. Very much.
All right. Sorry for reaching across you here.
That's all right.
Great. And you're still okay on your cocktail situation?
Yeah, I think just the chat is fine.
Okay. Did you want me to split it any certain?
No, straight.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Oh, we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
I would recommend this place.
I would too.
It's not a place I'm going to go to a lot just because I'm not in St. Paul that often.
And it's not a very convenient location.
No. No.
At all.
No.
It was actually kind of hard for us to find.
Mm-hmm.
And because it is still construction season.
Yep.
And they're putting a light rail, like,
what was that
away.
What they're building
yeah.
there?
That's why, the a lot of streets are torn apart in this area. Area of Lowerton, St. Paul, which is downtown St. Paul, close to the river, would be the southeast corner of downtown St. Paul. Kind of a mess right now.
Okay.
But there's some really good restaurants around here. The other barrio is here, Heartland.
Bulldog Lowertown is here.
Yep. There's another cafe that I'm spacing on.
There's an Irish place that we passed as well that looked pretty good.
Yep. Also, the Gopher Bar, which we mentioned on the show before, is in this area.
We have?
Yeah.
I don't remember
this
that.
This is my holy grail. That's my holy grail.
Oh, show. Is it?
Yeah, this is a show that I don't think it's ever going to happen. But when it actually does happen, then we're just going to stop.
Just no more shows at that point?
Because
that's when you know the final episode of The Wall
exactly.
Fed Guide is when we're doing the Gopher Bar?
Yep. Yep.
All right, good to know. Oh, Rena Sargentopoulos. I love me some Greek women.
I know you do.
Anyway.
I was going to say something very, very crass, but
yeah, as you should
I stopped.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. Anyway, highly recommended Senior Wong's. Come for the poppers.
Stay for the drinks.
Stay for the, well, you're staying regardless because, you know, they will, especially if you have that Donkey Punch. I'm
the
about.
Poppers were a tremendous surprise.
And yes, because I was,
had them.
Yeah, I was a little worried because of the jalapenos, but once I got past that initial push.
I'll definitely come back for those, but the other thing that was really grabbing my eye is they have a rock shrimp ceviche on the menu,
ooh,
which we have not had. We have not had since we went to Mission.
No. Sure.
With Trace.
Baloo. I don't know. Speaking of which, and we'll say this, then we'll wrap up. Trace actually makes an appearance on this week's Yet Another Gaming Show. It makes a very brief appearance toward the end of the show. So it was nice. And I was shocked that he remembered us.
Really?
Yes.
Remembered you or?
Remembered us. Remembered doing the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he want to come out again?
No. We talked about doing something. We haven't really figured out what yet.
Awesome.
We talked about doing something. So, and he's right down the street. So, well, not right down the street, but.
Trace, give us a call.
Yeah. You know my number.
Yeah. Love to have you on again.
Anyway. Did you start the show or did I?
You started the show.
Oh, so it's your turn.
It is. As long as you're gonna actually let me finish.
Oh, go right ahead. I gotta blow my nose.
All right. The Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by HopChart.com. Questions or comments can be sent to us at Well-Fed at FancyPantsGangsters.com. You can also find us on Twitter at WellFedGuideFPG. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wellfedguide or just do a search for us. Questions or comments can be submitted to us either our Facebook, Twitter, or in our show's comments and show notes sections.
How's the Yelp coming?
Yelp's coming.
It's not here yet, though, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
No.
But you should be at the, by the end of this week, be able to start looking back at our archive of shows, and we've posted some unique reviews of places that we've been to on Yelp.
Oh, we have?
Yes, we will be.
Oh, we will be. Okay, will yeah, be. You're saying all this in past tense, and yet I don't think it's past tense yet.
Let me wrap up the show. Once again, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.